Okay, yes, so let me start this webinar. Welcome everybody. Yes, let me start with saying that my name is Ewa Bańkowska and I work for Microfinance Center. Let me say that a few years ago I got really interested in with coaching. I graduated from the course on business coaching and became a big fan of this. And with this webinar, I really hope that I can inspire you a bit about coaching and hopefully, or at least address some of your worries or questions. We have a very practical, we are going to present really practical experience from Sergo, from Crystal in Georgia. Sergo is Chief People and Organizational Development Officer. So thank you once again, Sergo, for allowing to, for agreeing to share your experience.
Thank you.
Yes, before we get into actual practical experience of Sergo, I want to really share a few things with you. I mean, with this webinar, we really want to present what coaching is about, how it can be used, and what are the results. It will take us. Okay, we have some background sounds. Let me. Those of you who can, please mute yourself. Yes, so it will take us 60 minutes. We will have definitely the time for questions and answers. Let me just try to. Okay, so we will have time for questions and answers. But meantime, as we go with the webinar, you can always use chat option to post your questions. So we will try to answer them either as we go or in the end. So before I give mic to Sergo, let me just say a few words about coaching. I want to show you a few numbers which really point out that coaching becomes an important part of capacity building in commercial world, in companies. In 2000, this graph that you see on your screen, this graph presents results of the survey that was taken by International Coaching Federation. That's the biggest organization that associates certified coaches. So like kind of top organization in coaching sector. They conducted a study with more than 15,000 coaches from 137 countries. So that's pretty representative findings. And what it really shows is that, first of all, coaching business or coaching sector is really growing. It's despite the increasing number of coaches growing, also the annual turnovers, the global annual turnover grows at 20% growth annually, which means that coaches earn quite well and more. This really indicates how popular coaching became among companies. However, when you see the breakdown of revenue between the various regions of the world, you can see that it's mostly popular in US and Eastern Europe, Western Europe, I'm sorry, and Eastern Europe and all other regions lack beyond. So another thing is that another interesting finding is who are actually the people that are coached. And again, this study shows that coaching is mostly popular among executives and managers, which means it's really a tool for higher level managers. However, I believe that these numbers do not really reflect what's going on in sales force, because many financial institutions, especially the banks, they use internal coaches for coaching their sales staff, and these numbers are not reflected here. So my main point with these numbers is really to show you that this industry is growing, that it's becoming more and more popular. And let me now give floor really to Sergio to present his experience, his story with coaching. Once again, if you have questions, feel free to post them in the chat, or in the end we will have questions and answers session. So, Sergio, let me switch to your presentation, and the mic is yours, actually.
Thank you ever so much. Hello, hope you hear me, yeah?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. I know that there is still morning in your countries. So let me use this opportunity to thank Eva very much for this great chance, actually, to share my experience. And we met several weeks ago on MFC conference, and she offered me this amazing opportunity, and for sure I said yes, because I'm always eager and happy to meet with my colleagues and people and share my experience. So as you already know, today we are speaking about coaching, and let me present my own story, how I get connected with the coaching and why I like that, and how I'm using coaching in my personal and professional life. So Eva, we can switch on presentation two, where is agenda, how we're gonna spend this 15-20 minutes with the presentation. So actually, we're going to answer on several questions, which is, for example, what coaching really means, and just to start with a statement and say that change yourself is opportunity to change others. But before starting changes in your working environment, in your neighborhood, in your country, for sure everything starts from changing inside, in yourself, actually, and this is a first step. So I'm going to tell you a story how coaching had made changes in myself, and what I did in my professional and personal life. Then I'm going to tell you what we are doing in terms of coaching in Cristal, while there is an organization change and transformation, and how we are using coaching tool in these processes, and how helpful it is for the managers and for the organization in whole, and brief results about the coaching, which we already see and feel in Cristal. I think that it will be interesting also for you. So at first, I would like to start and tell you about my own story, how I face coaching. So the first touch with the coaching was at Greek Republic Societe Generale Group here in Georgia. Maybe several of you already know that Soggen is a French multinational banking and financial services company spread in around countries worldwide with universal banking, retail banking, corporate and investment banking, and so on. At the time, actually, the bank undergoes a very serious transformation process in many countries, many subsidiaries, which firstly meant that we were planning to change culture, organizational culture, and corporate values. And you'll understand how big challenge is that for the giant group who is represented in many countries with different cultures, with different people values, and so on. The leadership decided to use the executive coaching program to empower the managers, go through the transformation process, empower emotionally, and also implement the changes with less effort to more success. The life and leadership coaching was applied for that. So we started actually using coaching as for our personal transformation, for personal life changes, and then for the leadership coaching, and then it was added leadership coaching on top of that. I was part of executive management team, so I had the opportunity to be engaged in that program. As a result, I can tell you what happened in my life. Actually, I reshaped all my personal life, and I answered on super important questions, which I already maybe had, but I did not have answers on the questions, starting from my family, finishing who I am, what I want, what I gonna achieve in my personal life and professional life. And I felt that I was growing day by day, and I was getting I was becoming more resourceful and open for the news, because in the past, as in many other people's cases, past somehow impacts people, and sometimes people become more they look forward to make very careful steps in terms of changes in the future. But actually, this tool gave me opportunity to open the rational meaning and absence to myself, who I am, and what I want to do in my life, and what can be the future of me. Eva, let's jump on fifth slide. As a result, actually, my own story continued, so that as a result, I decided not to continue anymore with the bank. At that time, our bank was acquired by TBC, and it was merged. I decided that anymore I will not be employed, and I have to do my own business. So I launched my own consultancy company, I started doing projects which really was inspiring me and make me super happy. And after coaching, actually, I realized that people happiness and my own happiness is the only thing which I have to take care, and in that way to the happiness, starting from the professional changes, finishing with the personal life changes, anything has to be done. because in the end, my happiness means a lot, and this is the only thing which really has to be under care. Otherwise, if I'm not happy, if I'm not resourceful, if I'm moving slowly, it means that reality is not changing around me, and I'm becoming part of something which I really don't like. So taking of this experience, while I joined Crystal, MFO Crystal, as a board member in a board of directors, I made an agreement, very interesting agreement with Crystal, which meant that I'm a board member, and for sure I'm engaged in the processes, and I'm helping organization to grow, to get more developed, to establish very interesting systems, and I promise to be a contributor, but only in case that I will obey my personal happinesses, which means that I have to have opportunity to be engaged in my private projects, in very interesting social projects, which is on in daily basis. I'm doing in parallel very many projects, and also I had to have opportunity to do my own consultancy business as well, because it would be the only chance to be in partnership with the company, but not to be hired and not to be employed in the company. Because as I mentioned already, as a result of my personal coaching, I decided that I will never be employed anymore. So I have to build my own personal and professional life. So joining with Crystal, I'm calling it, it's more partnership agreement than to be hired. So taking that experience from Bank Republic Societe Generale Group, I offered Crystal Management, why not to start from the coaching? Because it's not only my joining, we have great plans for the future. We are developing a new organization strategy 2023. It means that we have to transform our organization from 250 million up to 1 billion company. It means that we have to make serious changes in organizational development systems, people management systems, business plans, business strategies with the shares with the market and so on. So it's a huge change for the organization, and in some part of the organization we are having a transformation. For example, we are transforming totally people and organizational development directorate, it is called the HR and OD. So because of importance of these changes, why not to start from the with the coaching of the top managers of the organization who are in the board, because at first they have to get aligned with each other, they have to take these changes, and they have to see real necessity in the organizational changes and partially in the transformation. So at first they have to be comfortable to themselves, then to get comfortable with these changes and with the new strategy. So we decided to start coaching from the chief officers. And all our chief officers, who are five in our organization, everyone has been coached. We invited international certified coach here in Georgia, independent person who had the chance to spend 12 meetings with each director, and starting from their personal changes and transformation, finishing with the organizational changes and the changes in the leadership. She was trying to make this process more understandable for me and for my peers, and tried herself to make alignment between us to work hand in hand and to make a step forward to the new strategy and fulfillment of the new strategy. But the same as in my personal story, Crystal, coaching story in Crystal actually started again from the personal changes and afterwards organizational changes and organizational transformation. As I told you, we are still on the very first level when we coached already our chief officers. This is slide 6, Eva. It's, as I told you, 5 chief officers and also supervisor board chairman in our case. 12 coaching sessions and for sure empowerment and acknowledgement of the positive results was highly expected. Concrete quick wins, what I can share with you, because we finished this first level program just 1 month ago. Everyone acknowledged the importance of the change, and they are more closely cooperating with each other. I mean, each director, my peer, and they acknowledge that we have to work as a team to achieve strategic goals, which are nowadays common. It's not anymore my goal and what I can do in your strategy, but everyone acknowledges that it's our goals and it's a team spirit, and we have to do it as a team, and all these goals are common goals. So let's move to the slide 7, where I want to share briefly regarding challenges in this process, which might be interesting for you, because coaching is not always the only tool which gives you like a magic stick for the future changes. But as I told you, everything starts from the personal change. Let me briefly share the challenges which might you face during the implementation of the coaching systems under your organization. The challenge is the difference of all coached people and different results with each of them received after the coaching session. The transformation after the coaching for some of them performs very fast, and some of them very slow. After the coaching, it needs time. This is the impression which we are all the time saying, that it needs time, because to start a change, people has to acknowledge the importance of the change, and they have to be engaged in that, and they have to love it. They have to see the necessity of the change, and the same change happens in yourself. At first, you have to decide that, yeah, I need my personal changes. I'm ready for that. And this is just time and just a situation when I want to start from my own personal changes. Now, the challenge is that coaching should not be an obligation. And you cannot oblige anyone to get coached, but it has to be personal decision and very high interest towards coaching. The risk is that some will take the coaching session only to follow the others and not to get back on others. One should realize and accept the changes which will follow the coaching session. There are many cases when people even simply change the whole life, as I've started with my life, and somebody just decides that it's not time for them to change. And just very might be interesting examples for you what happened in Sogzhen and in my in my practice with Bank Republic. Two members from HR team just left from their jobs. They quit. One of them realized that working in the financial sector was not what she was expecting from her life. So she moved absolutely opposite way and opened the professional self-development and the yoga center. Can you imagine? Person who was a bankier, she launched her own life project, which it means it seems that she was dreaming about it, but she was never brainy enough to do that step in her private life. The second one realized that the current employer could not provide her with such an immediate and high promotion, which she wants and which she really needs. And she decided to change the job and to be open for the new opportunity. And nowadays she's holding a very important position in one of the other organization. So we can say that actually not always the coaching guarantees you organizations that for example, people will get more engaged or more happy. They can make absolutely and tremendously total different decisions, and they can even quit from the job. And you have to be aware about that, and you have to have acknowledged this risk and this challenge. The coaching we foresee as a fruitful instrument which needs to be delivered in Cristal, in our case, in two directions for the future. From the top management, we are now moving to the senior managers, because we saw that it really works in our case, and really my peers are very happy, as I told you, more engaged and more in line with the strategy. And we decided that we have to continue and carry on with implementation of the coaching style system, coaching management style system. The first direction in the work on a model which we're gonna implement in our organization is leader as a coach system. That is a total transformation of the organization and the leader role under the organization. So we believe that now we need that. We have to transform our managers from the bossy style managers to the coaching and leader as a coach style managers, because of our organizational cultures and because of the systems which we want to implement in our organization. And it will happen as this leader as a coach system will be on a senior management level mostly, but we have also plans regarding the coaching with with the total staff of Crystal. And when I mention Crystal, I mean 1,050 people. The second direction, how we are gonna implement coaching in a practice, we will work with Crystallians, with our people who are on the operational level of the organization. We believe that coaching is a great tool which boosts the motivation, emotional intelligence itself. So we want to use coaching as a tool for boosting of this EQ. It means that we will start from measuring our employees' emotional intelligence, and then based on the results and based on the individual reports, independent and invited coaches will work with the people to help them to strengthen their emotional intelligence in those directions, in those competencies where they have to develop and to get more results. Just some data from what's happening in terms of coaching and in terms of emotional coaching worldwide. I can bring you example of USA, who spent in this year approximately $20 billion to boost just emotional intelligence under their organizations, because modern world agreed that EQ, this is the only thing which can drive organization to the success. So we want to use coaching as a tool, as an instrument to help our people, our Crystallians, to develop their emotional intelligence. And in the end, we believe that both organization and each Crystallian will benefit from this. So this was my story from personal change and how coaching is starting implementing in my new organization.
Thank you, Sergos, so much for these first first words, and because it's not the end of you talking, let me now open the floor to questions. Everybody participating, you are more than welcome to ask your questions either through chat or unmute yourself and ask questions. So before we get first question, Sergo, that was really, on one hand, it was really interesting to hear you saying that there is a risk involved with coaching, because we can, some people might change their mind and simply leave the organization due to coaching, so it's kind of dangerous thing sometimes.
Sorry for interrupting, but
yeah, go ahead.
In reality, it's not a risk. I think risk is to have the people who really want to change, but they are not brave enough to make changes. Then to have this kind of people in your organization who doesn't want anymore to continue with this team or with this professional life, and still you are having this under the organization, I think that this might be risk, not the risk of losing them.
Yeah, well said, exactly. Thank you for showing this other, say, perspective. Let me ask you a question. When you and again, I'm really, I'm in, everybody can pose their questions or ask in a few seconds their question. But Sergo, like when you said like that in Crystal, you started with senior managers and actually all of them went through coaching, as I understand. My question is, how did you manage to convince them to use this? Because as you said, you cannot make it an obligation, but you can just propose coaching to people. So how to sell coaching to senior managers who are busy, who work after hours, who have so many tasks? How to convince them, what arguments to use to make them simply try this opportunity?
At first, in our case, maybe it was more simple because I was myself already coached. So I shared my own story, how coaching impacted my personal and professional life. And I tried my best to show that this instrument coaching is an opportunity for them. Why not to try? Why not you feel on your skin what you are losing in the end? Company is sponsoring you. This is tool which is offered free of charge, and why not to use as for development opportunities? You have plenty of questions, especially when you are at top manager, it's very difficult to put these questions to others because there is this assumption and the myth that top manager has to know everything and why question is why they should to put the questions. But we always have to remember that top managers are usual people as well, so they are having questions, and because of the stereotypes, top managers, especially CEOs, they are becoming the victim of the stereotypes and they don't put questions, and that is very bad. So I offered them and showed them that this is opportunity. You can put the questions and you can answer yourself on that questions, but with very qualified person who will be your just guide, who will offer you very structured questions, and in reality you will answer that question, and the decision what will be made in the end, if not or not made, it's up to you. You are answering this question, and who realize it that I need that change or I don't need. So it's not important that after coaching you have to transform yourself and your personal and professional life. No, it's just opportunity which shows you very well the road, the path which you're gonna go in 3-5 years perspective as a minimum.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, really highlighting that they are in a driving seat in this process of coaching, that they are the key decision makers.
Exactly. No one will be in charge of the results, but it's you who are having your personal coach, and if personal coach managed to get your credibility, it means that everything what happens in your room, it stays in your room. It's like Las Vegas room. So then it's up to you. You will make the step forward or you will stay on the same place where you are. No one can force you. Mm-hmm. So I think not forcing, but give them a more understanding what does it mean, this coaching, and what benefits they might have after getting coached. I think many of them will be interested to be engaged in the process.
Okay. Let me check with our participants what are the questions among them. So feel free to unmute yourself and ask questions. So waiting for questions, let me ask you Let me ask you, Sergio, one more question. How to, because you used the external coach. So how to make a choice when to select external, when to select internal coach, of course, assuming that you have one, and actually how to choose a coach, because there are different coaches, different styles, even different coaching styles. So how to choose what's best, how to approach this?
Yeah, well, in my case, while we were thinking to coach top managers, for sure, we were very careful with the choosing of the coach. Internally, we don't have these resources. We don't have internal organizational coach. In modern world, other developed countries, they are having this opportunity, which is, I think, amazing. But still, in our case, we don't have. And actually, this is a challenging process, I mean, to choose a coach, because people has to trust them. And also this coach has to be enough experienced to work with concrete person, especially in my case, in our case, when we are talking about the top managers are having top challenges. And the coach, I think he or she has to have a very good life and professional experience to understand well the coachee and to lead with these questions, so that answers given from the coachee would be good.
So
this coachee as well. Mm-hmm. So in our case, we have chosen a lady with a great leadership and managerial experience in the past, which nowadays is certified, as I told you, international coach. So she was combining all the her senior executive experience with the coach, and so it helped her very much to get credibility from these coaches, because when they started openly telling the stories and their challenges and the problems, then she was sharing her own story as well, and they kind of found out the common language, and she made them understanding that whatever changes you have, well, I've seen that, and I know that you are having this. So it opened very much coaches, and they started very transparently to share all the challenges which they were facing, and then proper, very structured questions led them to answer properly the questions and to define solutions themselves.
Mm-hmm. So in case of executive level of managers, it's good to have a coach who has certain experience, good experience in business, like sort of being
maybe
part
not particular business, no? Maybe mm-hmm. not in particular business, but
certain
higher good background and the life mm-hmm. story, I mean, and mm-hmm. life experience.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
No matter that is told that coach is not sharing his or her opinions, still, I think he or she has to be mature enough to understand mm-hmm. the challenges
yeah.
and the problem of the mm-hmm. managers and to
yeah.
read the proper questions.
Yeah. Okay, this needs us actually to the question posted by Svetlana first. Regarding what is the difference between coaching and mentoring? I know, Sergio, that you are always involved in mentoring. So if you can briefly tell us what's the difference, because we jump to another question.
Sure, sure. Just briefly to define who is coach and who is mentor. While you are having a mentor, you are guided by mentor. Mentor is giving concrete tips from his experience and gives you concrete directions. Go and do this, don't do that, and this kind of thing. So he is or she is real mentor of you. It means that he or she is having maybe even more experience than you have. While in case of coach is not guiding you. Coach is putting very interesting and very structured question, and it's you who is guiding yourself by acknowledging answers and answers on your challenges on your own, and it's you who decide whether to do this step or not to do this step. So coach will never ever tell you what to do and what not to do. It's you. So high quality coach is just understands your challenge and tries to move your head in a way to see the solutions yourself. This is the main difference.
Yeah, so in other words, the mentor uses to his or her own experience to much greater extent than during coaching, right? So, Yeah, let me just take you.
I see the second question.
Still talking on mentoring, let me just take this opportunity to invite all of you to the peer mentoring webinar about peer mentoring, which we are hosting in the end of November. But let me now jump to the second question Sergio already started to talk about. So there is a question about how you use, if you could simply say a few more detailed words, how you use coaching as a method to boost this emotional intelligence to in different levels of staff, right? So if you could just simply say a few more details, how you actually plan or do it already.
So in our case, as I mentioned in my presentation, we are gonna implement EQ boosting coaching and how. At first, we want to offer to our employees opportunity to for going through the EQ test, which will be free of charge for them. And the results of the tests will be accessible only for them. So they know concrete competencies where they are standing well, and concrete competencies in terms of emotional intelligence where they are not very well. So then it's an opportunity for them for the development. When you want to get more developed, then you need proper vision and proper strategy where is the gaps and how you can solve these gaps and how you can develop yourself. So for the acknowledgement of yourself, your strengths and weaknesses in terms of emotional intelligence related competencies, this instrument is an opportunity to screen yourself and to look in the mirror. This is the first. Second, while these answers and reports will be ready for them, and again, I'm repeating that these results will be accessible only for them. They know their results and not HR and not their immediate manager and owner of the business will access to that.
Yeah, this is really great, because it addresses the natural fear of staff that if they are not good enough, there will be
Exactly. In many cases, people think that if they will show their weaknesses to somebody, they will be judged. And especially under the organization, when the organization and your immediate manager is waiting from you to make your things excellent way, you are not so much convenient with the thing that you have to share your own profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they will read and they will have time to see these results and to agree or disagree on these results, and then they will be offered why not to use this opportunity to have like a debriefing meeting with the coach and to share this your own results with the coach. And if you really want to develop concrete weaknesses in yourself, this is your chance. This is just time and just place. And you can sit with your coach or have conference call with the coach, and you can debrief this report. And then they will have several meetings with the coach. And this coach will put again very interesting questions and kind of guide them to the solutions, how to develop their own weaknesses. After that, we expect that while objective setting campaign, we are usually having personal development needs at the same time, they will come and they will tell us that, you know, it would be great if company and you as a manager will help me to grow in a way and to develop this or that competencies, which I think that will be very useful for the company. I think that instead of telling them what to develop and how to develop, this is the opportunity and tremendous change. They are coming and they are having willing and they are sharing where they want more development. And now they see you not a boss who is obliging development, but boss in their self. And now they acknowledge that manager in the company is giving opportunity, which is more motivational, you know. Company is giving opportunity, for example, giving them opportunity to be involved in concrete training program or to continue with the manager, with the coaching or whatever. There exist different tools and different opportunities to increase the competencies and to develop the competencies. But the attitude is changing totally. Again, instead of telling somebody that I expect you to work on yourself to increase their competency and to change and to make better this or that behavior or the competencies related with emotional intelligence, now they acknowledge that they really are in need of that, and they come and then they ask the company that if you will help me, we both sides will be happy with the results. And I commit myself to develop my own competencies because now I understand that I have some gaps with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you are saying, like, this reminds me about the really nice definition of coaching by one of the business coaching schools, that coaching is really not about telling people what to do or doing this instead of them, but it's really in supporting them in achieving what they desire or they want. So this is really, I guess, really yeah. Nice summary for the coaching. Let me, I mean, we have...
There was another part of the question, how this EQ, how to develop EQ and boost EQ to the different level mm-hmm. of the staff.
Yeah.
In our case, we are nowadays working on a new leadership model, which means that each leadership level will have their own kind of system of the competencies. Competencies for the top managers, behavior competencies for the senior and middle level managers, and the competencies, behavior competencies for the staff. So while the goal setting campaign before for sure appraisal, at first we have to define annual goals, and these annual goals we're gonna divide into two parts. One will be business goals, and second will be behavior goals. So while they will they know that for the top managers, this or that competencies are requested, and for the senior managers, this or that, and for the staff, these competencies are defined, which is for sure related with organizational values. Then they know they are having this or that competency or not, and with the emotional intelligence boosting and offering them coaching, we are offering them again the opportunity to acknowledge where they are having that competencies or not. So in advance, they know for which level what competencies are defined in terms of behavioral competencies and emotional intelligence boosting coaching is an opportunity to acknowledge this, to understand that really they are lack of these competencies and they have to work on this or that. And then this is the individual, there comes individual development plans, which they are doing with their immediate manager. And they are kind of taking responsibility to develop this or that competencies. So taking emotional intelligence and seeing what competencies are crucial in terms of emotional intelligence and building it in the leadership model where behavior competencies are defined in our case. Now we are mixing all the competencies under one umbrella, and then it is followed by the coaching to understand the need and then start working on themselves to boost this emotional intelligence skills.
To support what you said, let me just show you a few numbers. Few numbers again from the same research I quoted before. That really, when you ask coaching clients about those soft skills, emotional intelligence, there is really huge development. Like these are the percentage, these are the top results observed by coaching clients, what they've noticed changed in the top things that changed in their behavior, in their personal development, say. As we are about to close our meeting, thank you, Sergio, so much for presenting your experience. Let me really sum up saying that coaching is really not a standalone tool. Coaching is something that contributes or complements actually all the trainings, capacity building, and formal trainings and formal experience. And it's very much the big thing of coaching is that it's very much rooted in daily daily work, in daily environment of the employees, be it people at high managerial positions or simply lower levels of staff, but it's really something that makes them connected to their work, makes them connected to the vision, makes them work in line with their values. Sometimes, as we mentioned, some people might turn out not to be in a proper place as a result of the coaching, but I think that in the long term, it's a benefit to when it's a really long term benefit when you really gather people that that value, have the same values and are eager to work in a certain organization environment. With this, let me thank you, all of you, for participation, for posting questions. Again, Sergo, thanks for sharing. And let me once again just invite you to the next webinar, which will be held in the end of November.
By all means, it sounds very, very interesting.
Yes, I hope to have you there then to share some of your experience as well. So really thank you all, and feel free to post us your feedback through email, or simply contact me on Skype or elsewhere. Thank you so much.
Let me thank you, Eva, for this great opportunity, and to thank everyone for their interests, that say they were listening to me. I hope that my experience would be interesting for them, and they will have in mind while starting implementing coaching in their organizational systems.
Definitely, yes. Thank you, and let's keep in touch. Thank you all.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.